Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ron Hughley is out. Sean Bajani is in, and it is the 5 o'clock fire on a beautiful Friday. I hope everybody's got their new year off, started off the right way. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. I've been drinking this tea in front of me. I'm going dry January. I'm going dry January. That fly is trying to tell you something over there, man.
Man, I ain't going dry nothing.
I'm going dry January, man. I
got
to prove.
I got your back.
I got to prove to myself that I don't have a problem. I got to prove to myself that it's still doable. I used to do this in my younger age, man. Remember back in the 24-day challenge days? Did you ever do a 24-day challenge?
I did.
Well, I could drop 20 pounds on that 24-day challenge, man. So I'm going to prove to myself that I can do it. Dry January. What are you up to? You got anything? New Year's resolutions? You got anything?
Yeah, I need to stop chewing so much tobacco. I know that.
Yeah, that's about right.
B. Scott got me thinking about that yesterday because I asked him what his New Year's resolution was, and he was good at the time for 10 straight hours without a smoke. And I was like, wait, you're going to stop smoking this year or like this month? Like what? And he said, no, this year. Like, I'm, that's it. And I said, damn, man.
He's stopping it all the way around.
He's stopping it all the way around. Ain't smoking anything. And I was like, man, that takes some balls, you know, after you've been doing it for a while. And I was like, I need to do that with the old chewing tobacco.
So at least give it a shot.
Man. I'm going to give it a shot. I've done it before, but I haven't really been serious about it.
All right, the Texans' final injury report this week is out. And as I've said before, I got good news. It's a long injury report, but the good news is the majority of the guys on the list were full participants in practice today with no designation, so they'll be good to go. I broke this down. What I believe are the two important positions to look at, it's the offensive line and the two cornerbacks, really. I say secondary, but really the two cornerbacks, right? And let's start there since that's the big piece. Kamari Lassiter did not practice today and has been designated as out for this game. There's no Kamari Lassiter in this game. I hate that we're in a position where Kamari Lassiter can't play, but he is the one guy on this roster right now and plays the one position where I feel like, hey, if he's not 100% and if you feel like he could use a week of rest to get to where he needs to be for the playoffs, he's the one guy that I feel really good about. Hey, take it off the board, let him sit. Let him get right, because there's too much of a drop-off between cornerback two and cornerback three for me. Derek Stingley Jr., full participant in practice and no designation for the game, so he's all good. But no Kamari Lassiter, any concerns for you? I know you don't give a rip who plays this game. You've already announced
not where I'm at all. But
any concerns with Lassiter not playing?
No, not Lassiter. Any of the guys that are your dudes, and Lassiter is a dude. Trent Brown has been a dude with this offensive line configuration as it has stood. Patterson at left guard, Andrew Still at center, Ingram at right guard, Titus Howard bumping back out to right tackle. I think that's the best you can roll with. And if, God forbid, Howard gets burnt, you know, hurt, you got Brown as a backup. He needs to rest to, you know, if that ever has to be the case. Any of your other dudes that have helped you get here, like, they're banged up, battered, like, yeah, sit them. I'm not talking about Aziz. I'm not talking about Autry. I'm not talking about any of those guys. They've had little nicks and cuts and bumps and bruises along the way, but we see week in and week out, that don't affect guys like Aziz Alshire.
So,
that don't affect guys
so
like
no
Autry.
Problem with Kamari Lassiter,
no problem
right?
Okay. with Lassiter. He's good.
You got Derek Stingley. No Kamari Lassiter. Tremont Smith is your third corner. At least he was last week. You never know with this Wallace kid coming out of nowhere. You never know what D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio are going to cook up. But right now it's Tremont Smith. Look, I like Tremont Smith as a depth corner on this team. Mm-hmm. Obviously, last week they took advantage of the couple of reps that Lassiter was out. So obviously, I don't want to see that happen again.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's indicative of the caliber corner he is. I think he's a serviceable corner. I think D'Amico Ryans will put him in position to have more success and not get beat deep the way he did last week. And so I'm not overly worried about it. I'm glad that Lassiter's sitting out. When you've got – I mean, I think he had a foot and a knee. It wasn't just one injury that he's trying to manage. Now he's trying to manage two, and he's one of the more physical players in
ankle
the
and a knee.
I'm what happened?
You've got a mere speed, too. They've been bumping up and down, you know, from yeah. practice squad, yeah. you know, the way yeah. to bring him back.
Yeah.
So you've got him as a little depth. Maybe he's okay. called up to kind of spell Tremont Smith
okay.
this weekend as well to give him some burn.
I'd be here to see it. Now, the other side of that is the O-line. And the O-line, the three guys that are worth discussing, that's disrespectful. The three guys I want to highlight, Ed Ingram, full participant today. He's good to go. No designation for the game. All right. Ariante Ursary, full participant. No designation for the game. All right. So those two guys are good. Trent Brown, limited today and is questionable for the game. Trent Brown, another one. 380 pounds. He's working with a bad hand, a bad knee. I would be okay. They got good tackle depth. You proved that last week with Fisher and Titus Howard being able to play at a high level. In this game, I would be okay with no Trent Brown. Now, I do think, as a side note here, Ariante Ursary, I don't know what the surgery looks like. I don't know if he's going to play in a club. I don't know exactly what that looks like. But whatever the post-surgery left hand, right, whichever hand it is, looks like for Ariante Ursary, whatever he's got to play with, I think it's important that we see him play and he gets some experience in this game before it's a playoff game.
Yeah.
And it's for all the marbles. It's a win or go home situation.
So tell you what.
Can Ariante Ursary play with whatever issue, whatever it looks like? It's a club, it's a glove, it's a plate, whatever it looks like. Can he play with that and be effective at the tackle position?
It would have been nice if we would have gotten a report. Like, because Kamari Lassiter was the only guy that was not seen at the portion available to the media today. That means Ariante Ursary was. What the hell was he wearing on his hand, albeit through a light Friday walkthrough? Still, practice, he was a full participant. What did he have on his hand? Yeah. Was it a club? Was it a heavily wrapped, taped glove, you know, over that? Like, it would have been nice. Now, we'll find out on Sunday, but you know as well as I do, Clint, we saw Josh Jones a couple of years ago have to play with a club on that offensive line for the Texans. We saw Titus Howard have to play with a club for a little bit on the offensive line for the Texans. And there was a third guy that had a club. Everybody had clubs on the whole line like 2 years ago for the Texans. Yeah. It's difficult. It's different. It's not the same. I worry about it especially because he's the edge. Nobody's on his left side to help him out. There can be. You can bring Blake Fisher in as that sixth offensive lineman or a tight end or whatever, but that worries me in terms of a pass rush, and you're trying to protect C.J. Stroud, whose status this weekend is not in question. He will play, and you got to make sure he's ready in 2 weeks for the game that really matters.
Well, yeah, that's the bigger part of this should you sit, should you play situation, too. If you're going to play your quarterback, then you should play your offensive lineman if they can go, no doubt about it. But the good news there, Ed Ingram, full go, no designation. And Ariante Ursary, full go, no designation. So you got two guys either healthy or back and looking up. On the flip side of this, the Indianapolis Colts have ruled out Sauce Gardner. So for what it's worth, there was a thought earlier in the week that potentially Sauce Gardner could play. Which I don't know why the hell you would even entertain that, but it looks like Indy said, no, we're good. We're going to put him on the shelf.
Well, same thing with Anthony Richardson. He's out, too, for them. Why they would entertain that is beyond me.
Yeah, well, look, I think they're moving on from Anthony Richardson. I think that ship has sailed. But Sauce Gardner, you got to try to kind of hope next year proves that that trade that you made. And I understand why you did it. Hell, you were one of the best teams in the NFL. You're trying to get better. You didn't know your quarterback was going to go down and all this other stuff. You didn't know he was going to get hurt. So bottom line is it doesn't look like he's going to play. So all in all, that's where we sit with the injury reports. I don't expect anything to change. Obviously, that's a final injury report before Sunday's game. We'll get the actives and the inactives. And you can catch Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne on the pregame show right here on Sports Radio 610. So just stay plugged in, and you'll get that.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the college football playoff games last night. We talked a little earlier about the Final Four, the semifinals. Let's circle back and revisit what we saw. Who were you most impressed with in this New Year's Eve and really this first, I guess, second round of the college football playoffs?
Ole Miss, because of everything that we've discussed, you know, everything that they've overcome.
Yeah.
The irony for that had to take place for them to even get the job done. Did you realize the irony last night? They had to go to the state in which they'd lost their head coach to, right? New Orleans and Louisiana, like Lane Kiffin's there, and they had to go there and beat a team that I don't know how many people really expected them to beat. I don't know what the line was. I don't know any of that. But Georgia, they've been a staple. They're there. They're always going to be there. It's Kirby Smart and Ole Miss. The resilience they showed to fight back in last night's game. And then especially at the end, too, when the trophy was on and then it was off. The stage was on the field, then it was off. And the referees, you know, just trying to give, like, Georgia every single last opportunity to get something crazy done. They almost did, seven laterals later, and Ole Miss took care of it. Ole Miss is my favorite right now. I think they take the whole thing when it's all said and done.
I love the story with Ole Miss. I've been a Pete Golding fan since before he was at Bama. I love the Trinidad Chambliss story. I mean, that's things you write books about. But I got to go with Indiana. I got to go with Indiana simply because the 2 year turnaround by Kurt Cignetti has been it's unbelievable. You want to talk about making documentaries, making movies? Mm-hmm. In fact, he said as much last night after they skull drug Bama. He was on the stage. They asked him what he thought. He said it'll make a hell of a movie one day.
Yeah,
and so
it will be.
Yeah, I got to go with Indiana in this mix right here. Oregon left a lot to be desired, you know, obviously Miami. I thought that they played a hell of a football game, but again, I said this earlier. To me, I felt like I don't think Miami got Ohio State's best punch. I feel like now they won the game fair and square and with a better football team. It just didn't seem like that's the Ohio State team that we're used to seeing. I mean, you expect them versus an ACC team to be the bigger, stronger, more physical team, and they just flat weren't. You expect them with a quarterback that went to New York and finished fourth in the Heisman voting, you expect that guy to be the better quarterback. He wasn't. When you look up, and they had four of the top 10 vote getters in the Heisman candidacy this year. Where were those guys? right? Yeah. Downs had a hell of a game. Mm-hmm. Made a couple plays. But I mean, it was one of those where they had a real tough
dudes
time.
Dudes didn't show up.
Yeah, so I just view that game as you didn't. I don't think we saw the best that Ohio State had to offer. But nonetheless, they picked the wrong day because Miami is coming now. Miami looked really good once again. They played two of the best defenses in football, whether you're looking at overall defense or you're looking at just ability to pressure the quarterback in A&M and Ohio State. But it's not going to let up any. I mean, you look around the building, and I mean, there's some really good defenses left in this Final Four. So we shall see. I cannot wait for the semifinals. By the way, Thursday and Friday night, Peach Bowl, Fiesta Bowl.
Yep,
that's going to be
6:30 starts.
That's right. It's going to be fun to watch.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, little news that I guess indirectly is related to the Texans. It's most likely the Texans will face either the Steelers or the Baltimore Ravens in the first round of the playoffs at their place. And so all eyes will be on that game Sunday night. By the way, big-time football matchups with Saturday's matchups that are actually going to be for the division. Mm-hmm. And then with that San Francisco, Seattle,
yes.
And Carolina, Tampa.
Yes.
That's going to be must-watch TV. And then Sunday night football is that Baltimore-Pittsburgh matchup for the division. Mm-hmm. Winner takes the division. But Lamar Jackson has been the big what-if there, the big question mark there. His health has been an issue, but it looks like Lamar Jackson has been cleared to play. He's going to play. He's been practicing, I believe, all along.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Lamar Jackson on some of the, I guess, some of the drama or some of the comments that have been floating out there around him and the Ravens and him playing.
I heard I'll be playing a game at like 1 or 2 in the morning. I don't even do that during the summer, so I don't know where that come from either. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know where that
comes
from.
Yeah, Lamar, they said that you have fallen asleep at meetings. How would you respond to that?
Do you think Harbaugh let me fall asleep at meetings? That's crazy. I'm right in the front. Like, man, I don't know, man. It is what it is, though. Like I said, you just know it.
But for fans, fans do ask, like, does Lamar want to be here? Is he where he wants to be? What do you say?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's clearly there's more drama in that right there than playing this week.
But yeah.
He is going to play. It's for all the marbles. All Texans fans will be plugged into that right there. I would imagine, look, I'll be honest with you, his back would have to be really bad for me to say, yeah, I want any piece of Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, it's not even in question anymore. During that same press conference we just played a snippet for you of, he said, yeah, 100%, I'll be out there. I've never quit on my team. Don't know where that came from.
Right.
All that crap that he had to answer to yesterday, I have to say, like, I'm very impressed by him because some of those questions, and, you know, it was from the report, you know, that had him questioning or people questioning, like, his willingness to play through injury, dissension in the ranks, relationship with Harbaugh, all that stuff. Right now, tomorrow, the Pittsburgh Steelers, I don't care how the Ravens have looked all season long. I don't care what Lamar's looked like here recently. The Steelers and TJ Watt, who, by the way, is good to go as well, are going to get everything that he and that dynamic duo of Jackson and Henry have to offer. Because Jackson, like maybe never before, has a lot to prove. He wants to shut all that noise up. You're going to get the very best he has to offer. And if they do get the job done, and if the Texans do have to face the Ravens, how poetic is that going to be if you have the opportunity to slay that dragon in which you have never done before?
Right. Yeah, man. It's going to be must-see TV, and we'll see who we get matched up against Sunday night. I'm Clint Sterner alongside Sean Bajani. That is your 5 o'clock fire. We are out at Twin Peaks 290. Come on through. The beer's cold. The top shelf tequilas and bourbons are flowing. The menu, you can't go wrong, baby. So whether it's happy hour, lunch, dinner, or one of them late nights at the Peaks, man, they're staying open till 1 a.m. So late nights are a thing at Twin Peaks. If you can't get to 290, there's four other locations around the city. And so make sure you stop through when you can. The doors are open. They're open even longer than they typically are.
1 a.m., baby.
That's right, man. So stop through. All right, here we go. If you weren't aware of just how much of a mess the NCAA actually is. I've got a couple of college football playoff happenings, going ons, if you will.
Okay.
That'll shed a little bit of light on that. We will talk about how much the NCAA is. I got a couple of these stats. Are these not even stats? They're more of like info pieces.
Okay.
Just little nuggets for you.
I like it.
Golly, the NCAA, you got to be kidding me. That's next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.